Up to the age 7, a child simply trusts the parents. He believes that whatsoever they do is right. He has no doubt. This is a natural phenomenon. The child has to trust the mother. The child is so helpless. He cannot exist on his own. It is a necessity, a must for his survival to trust the parent. And he trusts. The religions use that natural trust to condition the child. The mother takes him to the church or to the temple, to the priest or to the minister. And the child follows the mother and the parent and the family by the very atmosphere of the family. A subtle conditioning starts going in. By the time the child can think, can formulate, he is already conditioned. Those conditionings have gone so deep now that he will never be able to drop them easily. A master will be needed to hammer. You will need somebody whom you can love more than you love your father, whom you love more than you love your mother. You will need a master. Only then the master can go to those deepest layers of your being where conditioning has happened, and he can destroy. Unless the master becomes more significant than your parents, it is not possible. It is not psychologically possible. That's why Buddha says, until you destroy and kill your father and mother, you cannot come to me. A strange statement. Jesus says, if you don't hate your father and mother, you can't follow me. Does not look very good. Jesus, the apostle of love and peace, Buddha, the most compassionate human being that has ever walked on earth, talking about hating, not only hating but killing. What do they mean? They don't mean your actual parents. They mean the parents that have gone deep into your being, that have become your base. That base has to be destroyed. Once that base disappears, you will again become a child. Once that conditioning has been dropped out, you will suddenly become again a child, innocent, and this time you will be in a far better situation because you will not be helpless. You will be on your own feet and innocent like a child. This is the meaning of sannyas. This is the meaning of initiation. This is the meaning when Sufis say that somebody has become a sagird, somebody has become a disciple.